is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Dragon was thinking what he should do. Go through the forest and into the village to pick up a gift or two. For through the forest, dear Darcy had friends that he loved very much. He thought it'd be fine at Christmas time to give each a present or such. But Darcy'd forgotten the very thing that makes a dragon unique. Unlike a horse, the dragon, of course, breathes fire whenever he speaks. Off to town, dear Darcy went, but woe is me, oh lament. Before a dragon penny was spent, he'd started a tiny fire. He said he was sorry, our Darcy did, he helped put the fire out. The folks forgave him, for he'd been kind, and off he went looking about. Into the toy shop did Darcy go, with thoughts of his forest friends. I'll buy each a game, he said with a flame, and the second fire it was then. And this time when the fire was out, the villagers charged along.
pursuing Darcy with angry shouts. Be off! Away! Be gone! For Darcy Sparks, no harm I meant, but from the village he was sent. And woe is me, and oh, lament, no presents for his friends. Darcy was sad as he sat at the edge of the forest by and by. No gifts would he have to offer his friends, a tear rolled from his eye. A storm did gather and soon did hit, was a mighty wind that blew. And Christmas snow did whirl and blow, and he wondered what to do. As Darcy let out with a dragon's cry, he opened his mouth so wide that the wind and snow went right down his throat and put out the fire inside. When Darcy realized the fire was out, first a whisper, then a shout, and a laugh to know that he could speak without starting another fire. But now it was late on a Christmas Eve, he was up and off with a roar. He raced to the village and he cried out, "My fire, he am no more!" From shop to shop he then did go, in each he made his choice. Darcy was treated so kindly now, no need to fear his voice. The villagers came to the edge of town, and Darcy waved goodbye. "Come back again if ever you can," they said, and he said that he'd try. "Merry Christmas," all did say, as to the woods he made his way. Tomorrow will be Christmas Day, and a Merry Christmas to thee.
The late Roger Whittaker on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, and a cute little song there called Darcy the Dragon. And the Shaw Brothers started this hour off with Sleigh Ride, on a Sleigh Ride, rather. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the second hour of the second Christmas show on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy on Tube City Online Radio or WRCT in Pittsburgh. And it's good to be with you today. Now it's time to take a road trip. Yes, we still do that, even though it's Christmas. But this week we're going to Arkansas, where you can see Crater of Diamonds State Park. It's the only public diamond mine in the world where visitors are allowed to keep whatever they find. People regularly uncover real diamonds, some worth thousands, using nothing more than patience and a small shovel. The field looks unassuming, but it has produced some seriously flashy surprises. It's rare, a rare roadside stop where dirt genuinely equals potential riches. Yes, probably very rare. Number two, Dogpatch USA. Oh, yes, this once a quirky Ozark-themed amusement park. Dogpatch USA now sits abandoned in the hills. Crumbling buildings, faded signs, and rusting rides give it an eerie, frozen-in-time feeling. It's unofficially popular with photographers and urban explorers, though officially it's more look but don't touch, because it's equal parts nostalgia and ghost town. It's roadside curiosity turned legend. Well, it's kind of odd that a place has more spectators now than it did when it was open, I guess. Thorn Crown Chapel. Hidden deep in the woods, this glass and wood chapel feels like it grew straight out of the forest. Designed to blend seamlessly with nature, it uses thousands of square feet of glass to pull the outdoors inside. Even non-churchgoers tend to stop, stare, and quietly say, "Wow." It's peaceful, unexpected, and absolutely worth the detour. I just realized that whoever wrote this week forgot to tell me where these places are within the state of Arkansas. So make sure you look them up. World's Largest Fork. Now, we had that in Missouri last week, but apparently it's in Arkansas as well. They proudly proclaim their own giant fork because, of course, they do. Standing tall near a business complex, the fork is monumental, inexplicable, and oddly charming. There's no backstory that you truly need. It exists because somebody said it should, and that's a good reason. And finally, Toad Suck Daze, D-A-Z-E. Despite the name, no actual toads are harmed or even heavily involved. This long-running festival celebrates the colorful local expression and features parades, live music, crafts, and frog-themed whimsy. The name alone stops road trippers in their tracks. It's proof that Arkansas leans into its folklore with a straight face and a grin. So there you go. There are some things in Arkansas. Look them up online to find out where they actually are, because my writer was not doing his job this week. Here's Percy Faith and Silent Night on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
My true love sent to me a partridge in the pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves
and the partridge in the pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and the partridge in the pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, seven swans a-swimming, five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
cookies, wrapping presents, or trimming the tree. The perfect Christmas soundtrack is on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
What can I give you this Christmas? Something sparkling to go with your eyes. I'll give you the light of a Yuletide star from the cold December skies. What can I give you this Christmas? Something soft like the sound of your name. I'll give you the hush of the falling snow as it settles to the ground. There isn't much that a boy like me can give to a girl like you. I've searched the Christmas shop windows, and now I know it's true. What can I give you this Christmas? Not a thing that I've seen will do. So I'll give you my heart and my own true love that will last the whole year through. And my own true love that will last the whole year through.
Relaxing and easy. That was Peter Nero at the piano, and that was a quite a splendiferous splendiferent version of O Holy Night, we'll say that. The Letterman before that with What Can I Give You This Christmas, Ray Conniff in there with The 12 Days of Christmas, and Percy Faith with Silent Night. Here's David Rose. Christmas is coming, and angels we have heard on high, on smooth, relaxing, and easy.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
That's Lex de Azevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with We Three Kings. And before that, we had the Mike Sam Singers, Do You Hear What I Hear? I hope you heard it too. And David Rose with Christmas Is Coming and Angels We Have Heard on High. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Chantilly, Virginia. This is one of the record books. A long-lost library book returned to the Chantilly Regional Library after a 36-year odyssey is stirring nostalgic chuckles among staff. The overdue paperback, once due in 1989, traveled across the globe before finding its way home, reportedly surfacing in Greece, the country thereof, before being mailed back. Despite three decades of wandering, the book's pages were intact, though several exotic bookmarks, including train tickets and foreign receipts, were tucked inside. Library officials waived the overdue fines and instead clipped the item for a future lost and found holiday display. Patrons joked that if the book can find its way back after 36 years, maybe New Year's resolutions aren't so impossible after all. How about that? Austin, Texas, where Austin Animal Services sprung into action to rescue a beaver that had been apparently living for days in a city water treatment reservoir, flummoxing onlookers and delaying a few water tests. The soggy rodent was safely netted and taken to a wildlife rehabilitation center, where it reportedly requested a tiny bathrobe and a holiday cookie. I'm sure it did. Officials say the beaver likely wandered in seeking calmer waters, but wound up in municipal chaos instead. Residents watching the rescue dubbed the incident Beaver's Christmas Vacation. Yes, the Griswolds there. City engineers are now considering beaver-proofing future reservoirs along with a holiday greeting sign reading, "Welcome, no beavers after December 25th. Okie dokie. That's special. And then finally, in Gloucester, England, a local sandwich shop owner set a festive and melodic milestone by singing Christmas songs for more than 42 hours straight, smashing the previous record and spreading holiday cheer and earworms in equal measure. Beginning the marathon at midnight on December 10th, the 63-year-old persevered through fatigue and hallucinations, all while repeating a playlist of 38 holiday favorites again and again. Rules allowed brief breaks per hour, but most of the time the voice kept going like an elfed-up jukebox. The community choirs and costumed locals kept spirits high, and the performer now awaits official Guinness World Record confirmation. Some attendees joked that by hour 30, the only holiday tune left unsung was Silent Night. And it finished on the 12th of December, so a 42-hour. That's more than most radio stations put on Christmas music for the 24th and 25th of December. So there you go. He won it. Now it is time for him to sit still. Still, still, still. Here's Mannheim Steamroller on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. Wishing you warm greetings for the holiday season. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
And easy. Relaxing and easy with the Guildford Cathedral Choir while shepherds watch their flocks by night. Evie Turnquist with One Small Child. Jackie Gleason, Snowbound for Christmas. O Tannenbaum, done by Paul Marriott. Percy Faith with Happy Holiday. And the Singers Unlimited with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. We have a tradition on this program that we end the Christmas music season with Henry Mancini and Carol for Another Christmas.
Thank you.
there'll still be some Christmas music in next week's show, but not as much because people have given up on the holiday by that point. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, tenderness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-32.
Coverage area, remember you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.